It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Howdy.
Hello.
Hello.
Again.
Again. We are back. We came back the other night. What was it? Thursday night?
It was.
Thursday night. We recorded. We came down, recorded a podcast.
Awesome. It was fun. We were rolling.
Awesome. We were rolling. Things were going great. And all of a sudden, the computer just decided to crap out on audio and did not save one bit of the show. Not one freaking bit. So
your job is to keep an eye on this thing in front of you called a computer.
I did. That's what, remember I said, I go, oh, look, it's not recording. And then I went to save it, and all of it disappeared.
Gone.
Like, oh.
Bye-bye, beaches.
Yeah. But today, good morning.
It's Saturday.
We don't
record on mornings.
No, but we thought we might try this because it might help your energy.
Why? Because I have good energy today.
I know today. But I'm talking about, like, the other night, you were like, oh, I'm tired. Let's not. You want to record? We can if you want to. Like, you never want to record when you're just in the, all right, do you want to do
like,
this?
I know. Like, Thursday night, I was in it.
I know.
In the zone.
You were totally in the zone.
I'm like, let's go.
You were talking about things in the news. I'm like, holy shit, you kept up with that?
I know what's going on in the world.
And so, anyway, to start over, since I am back. We're all back, but I am back from two weeks in Asia.
Yeah.
I went to do shows in Hong Kong, Singapore, and Kuala Lumpur.
A koala bear.
Yeah. I didn't see one koala bear in Kuala Lumpur.
That's a ripoff.
I don't think they really exist.
They do. They're the cutest thing ever outside of Jif Palm and Butterfly.
I think koala bears are actually in Australia.
Yeah. I think so, too, with kangaroos.
But I didn't realize that Kuala Lumpur is not really that far from Australia.
A geography thing. We really do need a big globe.
I know. Because, you know, I just thought, I'm going
here,
over to...
Here, girlfriend, this is where I'm going.
Yeah.
I know you're supposed to do that with your kid.
And I didn't realize it until I'm sitting on the airplane and you're looking at the in-flight magazine and you're like, whoa, Kuala Lumpur is way down here at the tip, almost to Australia.
Almost.
Doesn't mean like this way down kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. You were having mornings when I was having evenings, and it was backwards, and we rarely – it was, hi, I love you, good night.
I was a day ahead and also at night.
Yes.
So whatever that – you'd be getting up, I'd be going to bed.
It was like a day and a half ahead.
Wow, it's so weird. It's so freaky weird. But the shows were great.
Yay.
I had so much fun. I ate a lot of food.
Yes.
Gained almost 10 pounds.
You've talked about that on your vlog.
I know.
Yeah.
The food was delicious, but you can't eat like
that
and come
back
fat.
You got to travel and enjoy your travels and then come home and do a reset. That's the plan.
I'm doing a juice reset.
Are you?
I'm trying to.
I made eggs and ham this morning.
I know, but I've juiced
it
for a couple days. Was it turkey ham?
Yeah.
It was delicious.
It was. Yummy. Yummy.
But what's going on with you?
I don't have to work today, which makes me a very happy, happy person. I tried something different this last week that had worked over the last couple weeks with you gone, where I made a healthy meal and I ate it for several days when you were gone.
Uh-huh.
But then when you come home, that
you blame
totally
it on me.
Crap.
Why?
Because we ate it one day and then the next day you're like, hey, you want to have salad? I'm like, okay, you don't love it.
Oh, yeah. I love salad.
But you didn't love the stuff I made.
I like the spaghetti squash seafood thing.
I'm about to throw most of it down the disposal
I'll
today.
Have some more of that. But I did
no,
not
I don't care. Know that it's still good.
Oh.
It's been
But I didn't care for that other stuff. You said, oh, it's fried rice. No, it's not. It doesn't.
It was cauliflower fried rice.
Yeah. Does it taste like fried rice? Does it? Yeah. Some of the healthy things just don't. Make the transition into, hey,
so
this is the fake version of.
So you have to go in thinking, this isn't quite fried rice, but it is kind of like it. No?
No, fried rice is fried rice.
Fried rice makes you fat.
It does.
It does.
How do everybody in Asia eat like that and they're so skinny and slim and seem to be fit?
They probably don't sit in front of computers forever. A day. We're not as active as we should be.
There was noodle shops everywhere and everything is noodles and rice and
maybe they only eat once a day.
No, not according to the people I was hanging out with, but.
Oh. You know, I was raised to eat three times a day. And now as an adult, I wish I didn't have that ingrained in me.
So you're supposed to eat six times a day, small meals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was raised to eat three times a day, breakfast, yeah, lunch, and dinner. And I see kids that are still being raised like that. And I kind of wish, like, eat when you're hungry.
Yeah, but then people skip meals. You know how, like, oh, coffee makes you not hungry for
a
while?
I'm not a dietitian, so don't listen to me. Yeah, don't listen to my advice. But sometimes I feel like I'm eating because I feel like it's time to eat.
Is that bad?
Yes. Well, you skipped dinner last night because you had a late lunch.
Yeah, and I had a big, big lunch at Casa Bonita, Casa Bonita.
That's a Hispanic restaurant here in town.
Hispanic? You mean Mexican restaurant?
I don't even know.
You're so politically correct. Mexican restaurant here in town.
Mean?
And a lot of the I went with some of the comics, Ari Shaffir and Brad Williams.
Name dropping. And on the podcast.
When they posted that they were at Casa Bonita, so many people went, "It's real? I thought it was just something from South Park." That's why they really wanted to go. They were
South
visiting.
Park. Okay.
And they're like, "We got to go to Casa Bonita." Because most people don't know that it is a wonderful, a magic land, huh?
I didn't know it was on South Park.
Yeah, they did a whole episode on Casa
Bonita. I didn't watch South Park.
Why?
I don't know. It wasn't my cup of tea. I didn't have cable back then, too. Is it still on?
Yes.
Really? With new episodes and everything? It's like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
These adult cartoons.
That's the one thing good about cartoons is the characters don't age. You can make them do anything they want to do. That it's a fantasy land. It's not like, you know, but Friends are now 60. And
yeah, I do love Friends. I'm on a Friends kick, babe. I can't stop watching Friends. I love it.
You have the TV upstairs set on one channel
Friends,
all the time.
$2.99.
The Friends channel.
Well, it's not the Friends channel, but it has Friends on when I want to go to bed at 7 p.m.
You don't really watch it. You just fall asleep to it.
I love listening to Rachel as I go to sleep.
We tried to watch Elementary last night.
We have tried to watch Elementary like three times since you've been home because there were three brand new episodes.
And you fall asleep every time.
I like his voice too.
Does it just
it
put you to sleep?
It shuts off my brain. If I have TV going in the background, like when you're not here, I set the TV to go off after 30 minutes when it's time for me to go to bed. And I'm probably asleep in five.
But I think it's because you really don't pay attention to the show.
Well, no, I do. Like Elementary, I do. Friends, I do.
You're on your phone.
Well, that's when I'm watching TV. But when it's time for me to go to sleep, I turn over and I keep the TV going because I can follow along with the show until I fall asleep. Well, recently I've been very tired at the end of the day, and so it's like 4 minutes.
Turning over and listening to the show is not watching TV. That's what I'm saying.
I know,
that's why you fall asleep.
TV for
yeah,
now.
But you shouldn't say, "Let's go watch something," and then just fall asleep. You should say, "Let's go to bed."
Well, then you might not come upstairs with me.
Huh. So it's a trick. It's a trap.
I'm trapping you. It's trappery.
It's like I have to realize that you don't actually watch TV. So that's why I have to tell you something that appears on the screen. Like when it says 2 weeks.
You did that last night.
Yeah.
And I was like,
2 weeks later.
Huh.
You were like, what? I go, it said it on the screen. You weren't watching.
I'm sorry. I can't stop.
Can't watch TV?
And watch TV 100%. Like you can.
Because
there's stuff that's still going in my head.
But it wasn't going in your head. You're like scrolling on Facebook. I looked over. You were just scrolling
on Facebook. I
want to
know what's going on with my friends.
So either Facebook or watch TV.
I like to do them both. Don't try and change me, man.
Huh. Well, anyway, this is the new bit that I'm doing that's been killing on stage.
Oh, crap.
This whole conversation that we just had, was doing this in Hong Kong, and it kills.
They can relate.
Yeah.
That's why your comedy is so good, because you do stuff that's relatable.
Yeah. I've been doing this bit about how does somebody eat dinner together, walk to the couch together, turn on the TV at the same time, and at some point hear, "What did I miss?" Hey, did you time travel or some shit? Because we both sat down here at the same time.
But I don't ask
I was on
those
Facebook.
Questions. I don't ask those questions.
No, you don't.
Because I really don't care.
You don't
it's
care.
TV. It's television. There are a couple shows that I do like Stop and Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce and sometimes Pretty Little Liars, but that's kind of been a multitasking show too. And yeah, it's just my unwind time. It's my unwindery.
So we're just living two separate unwindery lives.
What are you saying?
I'm saying we're living two separate unwindery lives.
No, we're right. You're watching TV. I'm watching TV and Facebook, Twittering, and Instagramming.
Yeah, but it's hard to say to somebody, did you like that, when you go, eh, it's all right. When you can't go, it was all right because you weren't watching it.
Oh, you want to talk about this?
Sometimes
TV
when I do that, I'll say, what do you think? And you go, eh. And that's like, I'm like, well, you didn't even watch it. Why do you? See what I'm saying? Sometimes that I find it slightly like, sorry, you can't discuss it because you weren't watching it.
Everyone listening to this podcast, this is the first time I'm hearing of this.
I know.
Let's bring it up on the podcast.
It just dawned on me.
Janet's annoying crap. Sorry. That's what I've gotten in the habit. Like when you travel, I think that's where I got in the habit. Like there's no one else around, but I don't want it to be dead silent. So I'm just like, TV's good. What's on with my friends? On my Facebook, not my friends' TV show.
Yeah.
Two different things. Two different worlds. Well, I'm sorry that I am annoying in that manner.
It's not annoying. It's just weird.
I'm weird.
We've talked about that before a lot.
You're weird too, Mr.
I am not weird, am I? Rain. Rain's trying to get in my lap. The cat's
Rain
trying to get in.
Rain does that. Yep, Rain does that.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find a story to talk about.
Oh. You know, we didn't have this problem the other night on Thursday night. What was it? We sat down. We just kind of just started like, where have you been? What have you been doing?
Talking.
What
are you? I know. You know, I want you to commit to going to Hawaii with me this year.
I already said I would.
You said that last year.
Yeah, but you didn't get time off because your job changed. That's what that was all about.
No.
Yes, because you said you couldn't take the time off.
You didn't say, hey, do you want to go to Hawaii? Yes. You never brought it up. So this year, I'm like, I'm going to spearhead it. But I found this great article that says moving to Hawaii, Alaska, or Colorado will make you feel better. If you want to improve your sense of well-being, leave the lower 48. Or if you stay, move to Colorado. A new report ranks all 50 states based on residents' sense of well-being, puts Hawaii at number one, followed by Alaska, which held the top spot last year. And then Alaska and Hawaii are both beautiful states in their own way. And then you have Montana, Colorado, and Wyoming rounding out the rest of the top five.
I like it.
Yeah. I just wish it was warmer here. Well, this year it's been kind of nice. We've had like 60-degree weather in January, but I'm sure that means that something up north is melting and we're all going to drown one day, right?
And tonight is supposed to be the 10 inches of storm hitting Denver.
I'm pulling up the Weather Channel because everyone at work is freaking out. Like there's a European model that they're watching. There's an American model that they're watching, all on the Weather Channel. What the heck?
Well, they watch all of it to know what's going on around the world, because what happens over there will eventually ripple effect to move over here. It's kind of like when they, like Japan has an earthquake and they're worried about a tsunami across the world.
Yeah, but snow is snow. Like our snow is not dangerous snow. It's not like ice freezes everything and people lose power and stuff like that. Like they
you don't typically hear of the snowstorm deaths here.
Yeah.
Like it snowed in New York and they found 16 people dead in their apartments.
Right. So it looks like tonight, 1 to 3 inches of snow. Tomorrow, about another inch. Tomorrow night, 3 to 5 inches. Monday, more snow. Monday night, 3 to 5 inches. Another inch on Tuesday, and then it goes away. We'll see.
Well, the one good thing about living here in this climate is we don't have to worry about too many mosquitoes, because that's the thing that's killing
Zika.
People right now.
Not killing
people. Giving babies it with little tiny heads.
It does kill babies, which is probably the worst kind of deaths. So pregnant ladies that get bit by a mosquito with Zika have babies that have shrunken heads. I don't even know if it's shrunken.
Their tiny,
heads are,
tiny.
Heads are
small.
Tiny.
Yeah.
And it can't support life.
Yeah. But it only happens during the pregnancy. It won't bite you and shrink your head.
Right.
That's what I was worried about.
That would be like right out of Hollywood.
Yeah. Like the also next thing you know, you're like the little guy on Beetlejuice with a little tiny head.
You know, we watch Charles Trippy's vlogs that he does every day.
Mm-hmm.
And funny, his Thursday vlog, he told his girlfriend Allie that she had a Beetlejuice type head because it was small.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, we just talked about that.
Didn't she get Zika or something?
No, she had another
dinghy. She got dinghy fever.
Dinghy fever. I'm going to start with a D.
Remember it? Because she got bit by a mosquito in Hawaii and got sick.
Yeah.
Something's going on with the mosquitoes.
They're all going to kill us one day.
Maybe it's just a terrorist plot. They're putting all these – maybe they're putting germs in mosquitoes and releasing them to make us all sick and have babies with little tiny heads.
That's probably it. You know who else is terrorizing the world?
Who?
Coyotes. Wile E. Coyote.
No, really?
Yeah. Stoned hallucinating coyotes are terrorizing California drivers. Mm-hmm.
How are they getting stoned and hallucinating?
Well, overly aggressive coyotes who have been consuming hallucinogenic mushrooms are bothering the drivers in California.
They're bothering them? Like, yeah. Come up to the window? Excuse me. You got any spare change?
They stare down motorists. And they stride onto the road. When a driver stops to avoid hitting them, the coyotes usually sniff around the car before running off. You don't want to hit the coyote.
No. But what
they chase cars.
What has made these coyotes all of a sudden turn to hallucinogenic? What's so wrong in their lives that they're trying to drop mushrooms and drop out?
Well, there could be a couple of options, it says, that the animals are ingesting hallucinogenic mushrooms and tripping as they chase cars, or they have been fed by people in cars and are hoping for more food. But this story, in order to suck me in, went to the hallucinogenic idea first.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clickbait, as I like to say, clickbait.
Yeah, that sounds dirty. So be careful the next time you go to California. When are you going to California again?
I don't know. Nothing booked right now.
What? A couple times a year automatic booking?
I know, but it's not happening right now. I need to get more stuff in California. I need to get back into the Cali lifestyle.
Not the Ice House?
No, nothing booked right now.
Why?
I don't know what they have.
Bob?
Bob, if you're listening to this, because we know you do, you need to...
Does he listen to this?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that. Just anybody who never listened to somebody's podcast, they're like, Donald Trump, if you're listening to this, you know.
Hey, Miranda.
Yeah.
Congrats on the new
Hey, Brad Pitt, if you're listening to this, we didn't care for your new movie, Shortlist. You didn't.
The Big Short.
The Big Short, yeah. Shortlist.
I did, but it was a good multitasking movie. I knew what was going to happen.
You multitasked the entire movie.
But when I realized what it was about, I knew what was going to happen.
I could tell, like, in the first 10 minutes when your body language just sort of went, you fell over on the couch and it said, are you enjoying this?
Okay, there's been a lot of hype about this movie.
I know.
Like Golden Globe, Oscar-y
Oscar talk. And it's gotten like,
they may have been
high
nominated.
Ratings on Rotten Tomato, huh?
Oscar nominations have already come out, right?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure
I can't remember
it was nominated.
I can't remember. I need the list in front of me.
I'm doing it right now,
oh, okay.
Mr.
All right. You
Man.
Call up the list.
I got it. Yeah. So I was like, it's nominated for the best picture. Let's see. What else? Actor in a supporting role, Christian Bale,
mm-hmm.
which he did a really good job.
Yeah, very good.
He won the Golden Globe, I believe. So, yeah, it's got some nominations, man. But not my thing.
It was too much numbers for you in it.
Liked Sisters.
See, that's...
And The Intern.
Yeah. If I say to her, oh, I love Hateful Eight, she'd go, I like Home. Can I come into the out now? See, that's the... did you like Short? No, I like Sisters.
Is that bad that I have a taste in movies that's not the same as yours?
No. You like things that are like cute and fluffy and take you out of...
Like Butterfly,
real world.
Dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like. Yeah.
You are America. You are.
Which you hate America.
I don't hate America.
You're constantly like, Americans suck. Americans are dumb.
I don't say that. I say they need to improve things.
But
there's things
not
they need
going
to work on.
To.
They need to change the education system. They need to make people.
They need to realize we're all different in so many ways.
Oh, God. Thanks for the new Barbie.
That's what I was going to talk about. She has.
Is that really where you were going
Barbie
with that?
Is coming out with a brand new collection. You can get it online now, mm-hmm. and it's going to be in stores in March. She's curvy. There's a curvy Barbie. There's a petite Barbie. And there's a tall Barbie.
Why don't they just have different dolls? Why does it have to change Barbie? Because I saw the ad. They all look like different dolls. It's not.
They are. But it's from Barbie. Like, Barbie was always the blonde, thin one with big boobs, yeah. right? Well, Barbie is the brand, and they've always had, like, Skipper and her other friends. And I don't know if these other dolls are going to have different names. I can imagine that they will, but they have a bunch. I want to say, like, probably 25 different new dolls.
Do they have, like, the BBW, the bitter, bloated Wanda or something like
no,
that?
No, it looks like they're all still pretty young.
Okay.
Yeah, but I see like a Sofia Vergara looking one. What's that redhead from Will and Grace? One kind of looks like her. Yeah.
Deborah Messing?
Yeah. And like it shows a picture of them, and I'll text this to you so you can put it up in the podcast.
Next to the real Barbie or yeah. old Barbie?
Yeah.
Though this one comes with stretch marks and tattoo scars, it says. I don't think that's a real doll. I don't think that picture they've called up there.
No, it says yeah, it looks like some of them do come with tattoos, comma scars, not tattoo scars.
I know. I didn't.
That's real life, man. Calves are bigger. That's good.
Because you know you want your kids to play with. Here, play with this tattooed. Scarred, stretch mark Barbie, because that's what you're going to be one day, so get over it.
I don't see any tattoos on any of these Barbies, but their thighs are bigger on a couple of them. They have bigger calves. It's real life. Like, I can't buy just any boots because my calves have always been bigger than the average woman. And I try and run. I try and do the elliptical. I try and do stuff, and they don't get smaller, ever.
Ever?
So, it's real life, babe. Sorry. I know you're not a super huge fan of real life.
No, I am a fan of real life. I just think when they start doing things on a curve, on a lower curve, I just think that's, you know.
Well, people make fun of those ladies that have had plastic surgery to look like the real Barbie.
Well, that's because they look goofy to look like the real Barbie. Everybody knows the Barbie isn't real. That's the part that's annoying. Barbie is not real. Teach that to your kid. Teach them that that's not real life.
Well, instead it's of hard saying, because
this doesn't represent real life.
If you look at fashion magazines and such, it's been common for them to really focus on the thin.
Maybe because that might be the image of what is attractive.
It was. And I think we're moving away from that. You have the Amy Schumers. You have the
that's the women. Down curve that I'm talking about. That people go, well, no. I'd rather be. It's like somebody said to me one time. I did a joke about baby weight. I did a joke about, you know, I had a baby. And I go, the kid's 16. How long does it take to get back into shape? Mm-hmm. I did this joke. And this woman shouted at me, the average size in America is 14. And I go, there's an average murder rate, but that doesn't make it right. I mean, it's like people just, well, they want to down. Instead right. of saying, okay, at 14 is, but that doesn't make it right.
Right.
You can say the next thing, we're going to say the next thing's 28, but that's because that's what it is now. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just letting each one slide away and just saying that's the way it is.
But
that's
I think
the way
there's a middle ground. Like you have the Kate Mosses that don't eat and do cocaine all day long. And then you have like the Amy Schumers that are making their riches based on their sense of humor and their talent.
Right.
Like there's two different ends of that spectrum. And I'm not putting Amy way over here at the fat end, but she's a normal girl. Would I be comfortable at her size? Probably not, but that's me. Mm-hmm. She's comfortable in her own right.
Right.
She's happy. She is being very successful, very funny lady. And I'm excited for her and Jennifer Lawrence to come out with their new movie that they're writing.
Are you following the whole story about her being attacked for stealing all of her stuff?
No, but don't all like the big names like that's happened to Taylor and stuff like that?
To
like,
who?
Like Taylor Swift. People have come after her saying, well, she stole my song.
Oh, yeah. But no, I'm saying, but this is people, other comics have actually come out and showed clips of like this is me 15 years ago. This is me several years ago. Here's a clip from Mad gotcha. TV and it's the same thing. So she's really being like.
No, I haven't seen that. Yeah. But speaking about like body image and stuff, that's what yeah. I was talking about.
Right.
I find her to be hilarious. I'm excited for her show to come back on. It came on like fall last year. No, I don't know, but it should be soon, right? Remember soon. Amy uh-huh. Schumer?
Uh-huh. So the comics yesterday at lunch, we were sitting around and she came up in the thing. What made all the girls hold her up is that she's our new spokesperson.
I didn't say she was my spokesperson.
No, but that's what a lot of girls are like. Because even if
you know,
I think it was
Miranda,
Brad pointed out that said that even if she gets proven that maybe she did borrow some of these jokes, people will still defend her instead of saying, "Oh yeah, that's probably not a good thing." Well, guys have been doing it forever. You know what I mean? Instead of just saying, "Oh, maybe, yeah, it's probably not a good thing."
Mm-hmm. And that's a whole world that I don't. I get that it's wrong. Like when people have jokes that are similar to your jokes, I don't know that they stole them. I think maybe they came up with a similar idea until you say, "Oh, I used to work with him." Then I'm like, "Oh crap." But I don't know. I think she's real. You know how we had the Faith Hills, the Shania Twains, and then Miranda comes out going gunpowder and lead, kerosene, gonna burn your house down. Before that, it was all, "Oh, he broke my heart," and she's kind of a badass. Does that make sense? Makes you want to be.
But didn't realize that every woman comic for the past 15 years has been that exact same model?
And I didn't because I'm not into comedy.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's what.
But I like Amy Schumer, and I liked her movie Trainwreck, and I like her show.
Her deal is like, "I'm a woman, I'm rowdy, I can sleep around, do whatever I want to do." Lisa Lampanelli, "I'm rowdy, I'm a man,
Chelsea
I can sleep
Handler.
Around." Chelsea Handler, "I'm a man, I drink,
like
I can sleep around, do whatever I want."
It's the newer generation's Chelsea Handler, because Chelsea Handler's getting older. So maybe the 20-somethings can't relate to her because she's more of their mom.
Yeah, but it seems to be the only thing that women want to relate to is this. That kind of comic.
Yeah.
Instead of before, it was just being funny, mm-hmm. you know. And now it's like, "Well, I like her because she's like, she's chubby and she sleeps around. She drinks a lot."
Well, it's not even that for me. I don't know. She just makes me want to be less worried about what other people think. That's
I tell you that all the time.
I know, but it's really hard for me. It's really hard for me.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because my parents didn't give two S's about
what two S's?
Two shotguns. They didn't care at all.
What are two S's?
Stop. They didn't care. And so there's the middle ground that I can't seem to find because I'm like at the opposite end. Like of them, like we would go out in public and I'd be like, "Why are you wearing that? People of Walmart type stuff, not the risque stuff, like the sweatpants in public.
Why are you wearing your pajamas in public, yeah. Mom?"
And that was like, why not? You know, "Your father loves me." Well, okay. So I'm like the opposite end of that. And I think if I could just find that middle ground.
Did you may not have seen this, but people wearing pajamas out in public,
mm-hmm.
a school has actually issued a letter home to stop bringing your kids to school in your pajamas.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
No.
They said too many people are bringing their kids wearing pajamas. And
I remember that.
And it's setting like a bad example for your kids. Like it's just being lazy. You can't put on enough clothes to go out in public.
Right.
You can't put on.
They roll out of bed and then they go.
Yeah.
Like, that's really it.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's the way I am. Do you see what we go back to? Like,
mm-hmm.
we're not holding higher standards for people anymore. And then when the school sent out a letter, there was a whole big backlash of like, "I should do whatever I want to do. I could," like, yes, you can, but society doesn't want to see you in your pajamas.
Right.
You can't just turn into a society of pajama wearing zombies while I'm at the mall. I'm comfortable.
Right. Right. And I remember that when I was in school, like, kids would show up, you know, and you're like, "Did you dress today?
Did you put on?"
Or you have that day where you start your feminine time of the month and you have to go put on your gym clothes for the rest of the day. Oops.
The rest of the day?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
I think every girl has been there.
And really?
You're very thankful that I have gym clothes. Thank God.
And everybody knows because you have your gym clothes on for the rest of the day.
Maybe. Maybe. It's like, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, you don't understand what I'm talking about because you're a guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have to shower after gym class?
Every day.
We did not. The showers never got used.
Why? That's stinky. That's gross.
I agree with that statement.
Did the school not make you do it? Because we were mm-hmm. made to do it.
No, we were not made to, and we were not given the time. Like, gym class would be over like 5 minutes before the bell to go to the next class. There was never any time. So you made sure you had lots of deodorant. I would cover my body in like deodorant, like under my arms, on my stomach, on my back, because I didn't want to sit in my you smell it when you sit in
I know
it.
You start and you know when it's bad, when you smell yourself.
Yes,
that's when it's because other people already notice it before you, because it's you.
Is that I don't think so. Like, you've got to smell yourself before other people do. Like,
I don't.
When I smell people, I'm like,
do
I
they
know.
Not know
like
they
on third
stink?
Day, fourth day hair sometimes. I think I did it the other night. I had half of my hair up. And when I put it down, I was like, whew, my hair stinks. I smell it.
Yeah. I know. I've done it before, too. Like, on airplanes, those days that I'm running through airports or being extra exertive to get to a plane, and you sit down, you take your coat off, put it on the overhead.
And you're like,
you raise
nope.
your own arm. You go, I wouldn't even want to sit next to me. And you just sit there with your arms tight.
Yes.
I find myself sometimes just sitting with my arms tight.
Have you thought about carrying deodorant?
In my coat pocket?
Yes. I'm reading the Grace Helbig, How to Be an Adult, or The Art of Pretending to Be an Adult. And one of her things is keep deodorant and stain sticks in all sorts of places.
Oh, that's probably not a bad idea.
It's a good idea. Yeah. I was like, I used to keep deodorant in my car. And I used to keep it in my purse.
I have bought it in airports just mm-hmm. for that. I need a stick of deodorant right now because.
Yeah. Yeah.
But deodorant now, they're causing. Is it deodorant or
everything causes cancer. Everything.
Well, one of them causes Alzheimer's. I think it's antiperspirant that has the aluminum in it that they're all like, don't use that. Just use deodorant.
Antiperspirant prevents the sweating that creates the smell.
And what's deodorant do? Just
deodorant
hide it?
Deodorant covers it up. That's why when I buy my deodorant, I make sure and buy deodorant and antiperspirant. Because if you just buy deodorant, it'll cover it up, but not.
But antiperspirant, now they're saying,
yeah,
we'll give you Alzheimer's.
That sucks.
So stick with deodorant.
No, you don't want me to.
And
that.
Bathe more often.
Yeah. I bathe once or twice a day. People are going to think you're talking directly to me and you're not.
No, I wasn't talking to you about it. I was just telling people listening, bathe, bitches. Wash your junk.
Yes.
Wash under your arms.
And wash your feet. I feel like some people are lazy and don't wash their feet.
They just feel like the water runs over it and yes. rinses them anyway. And you're standing in water.
Right.
I take a wash rag between my toes.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Does it?
It does. Speaking of toes, I need to paint my toenails. It's that time of year where shaving my legs and painting my toenails is not something I think about often.
You're in your woolly bully stage.
I am. Like when you were traveling 2.5 weeks, I didn't shave at all. Nothing. Nothing got shaved.
Good for you.
And then I'm like, Steve's coming home. I should probably shave my underarms.
I should cut the forest.
Yeah. And I know I'm not the only girl. I know girls that do it every winter. They're like, wee.
All winter long?
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Like they let go all winter
long? Yeah, because no one really sees it outside of their house. It's not like I'm wearing tank tops. But I do at the gym, but no one's there.
Mm. So they don't take care of themselves or their guy or their mate. They just like, screw it, it's winter. If you don't like me the way I am, don't touch my hairy ass woolly bully legs.
Woolly bully legs. I would never subject you to that, babe. I promise.
To woolly bully legs?
Nope. And you should tell me if it gets too woolly and I haven't noticed.
Okay.
So we've had a pretty emotional, like, roller coaster week at my job for the last, I want to say, year. It's like, woo!
We've had a roller coaster week, I want to say, for the past year.
Yeah, it seems like every other week there's something to be emotional about. And through that, I found that I'm one of those people, I cry easily.
I know.
But not about real life stuff.
Like, you just cry.
Like something emotional on TV, like, I don't know, Undercover Boss and, you know.
Oh, that's so sad.
And, yeah, we made some changes at work this week, and I was crying at the drop of a hat. It was ridiculous. And I found an article that says there are struggles for these people like me who cry easily.
Oh, well, I haven't – fill me in. I don't know this. I do know people that cry easily, like you. Like
I get mad. I want
to cry. You start to cry. You get happy. You tear up.
Happy cry. Sad cry. Yeah. Stressed cry. So when someone is flippant with you and you can feel your eyes stinging, but you don't want them to know that they've hurt you, like that has happened. It hasn't happened for a long time. But like people can be mean.
When they tell you not to wear your pajama pants to work?
I've never worn pajama pants to work. Thanks. When you think you are just going to cry a little, but before you know it, waterfalls start flowing from your eyes. That has happened to me recently.
It happened to you at work. And didn't your boss tell you not to cry?
Oh, yeah. That happened at, like, 5 years ago at work.
Yeah, but I remember you telling me your
boss
was like...
I was feeling stressed, and she came to me, and she's like, you need to do this. And I thought she meant that I needed to do one thing that I didn't know how to do. And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, what do you mean you don't know? And
then you started to cry.
Bawling.
You should never cry at work.
Never, never. But it happens. Most recently, I was working kind of late, and someone sent me an email. I was like, Janet, you need to work on your work-life balance. You're working too much. And I'm like, oh, I start tearing up. And then I just start bawling, and I'm like, oh, my God. Please stop.
Because you know they're right.
Yeah. When you see something really lovely and have to try to hold yourself together, that's when I see weddings and such on TV.
You cry.
Your arms are folded. Like, you're so closed off to this conversation.
No, I'm cold. I should have brought a jacket down. Yeah.
People around you will mistake your happy tears for sad ones. I could see that, like, at a wedding.
Would you start crying at a wedding?
Romantic comedy scene just popped in my head that never... existed, but like you're at the wedding for your ex, but you're best friends with his new wife, and you're crying out of happiness.
Oh my God, you're writing a rom com right here as we sit,
touching you, thinking, oh, she's upset because that's her ex. Yep.
Did this happen to you?
No, I just thought
you can
of
be
this.
Honest with me.
No, I swear to goodness, no, I haven't been to many weddings, and especially no one that I dated. When you're watching a movie with someone relatively new and you keep panicking that something is going to set you off when it comes to tears. I think that happened to you before me at a movie.
What's that?
You cried.
Oh, I cry at movies all the time.
You do. An emotional song comes on. Songs don't make me
songs
cry.
Songs don't do it. Mm-mm.
No. If I've been drinking and maybe a song comes on that makes me think of something that makes me emotional, then I might cry. When someone asks why you're crying and the answer is actually a little embarrassing.
I don't know. Why are you crying? I don't know.
That has not happened to me in a long time. Long time. When you blurt out why you're upset and people don't really get it. God, I want a donut.
You want to cry over a donut?
No, but that's the gif that is being provided in this example.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you? Is this an okay topic?
Yeah, I'm following you.
You don't actually know why you're crying at all, so nobody knows how to comfort you. That's happened. When you want to appear like you're keeping your cool in a confrontation, but you can feel your eyes starting to well up. We haven't had many fights, but I'm a crier when I'm fighting, like upset.
You're a crier anyway.
Thanks.
You are. You know you are. That's why it's like sometimes you don't know, are you mad and crying, upset and crying? Are you just crying because you're stressed at work? And sometimes I've seen you come in the house with a face that looks like you either have been crying or you're just about to cry, and I'll say, what's the matter? Nothing. But something was going on in your head.
Oh, yeah.
That you're like,
It happens. What is your crying? Like, you don't cry. You cry at movies, but other than that, you don't cry a lot.
No, and movies that make me cry are good because the character structure or the storyline or whatever has actually taken you to that place. Because I'm not one of those guys that just starts crying like, oh, look how sad that
puppy is.
Yeah, no, it has to actually, like, oh, wow. I've been to movies, you know, was it, I think it was the Clint Eastwood movie, Gran Torino.
We did see that.
That I actually set and couldn't leave. We saw it on TV.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was before us. Never mind. We didn't go see that.
No.
Sorry.
But I know we watched it on TV together. Mm-hmm. But in the theater, I had to sit there and let it go out because I didn't want to walk out because I was crying at the end of the
You shouldn't
movie.
Be ashamed of your tears.
Uh-huh.
It's real life. Tears.
Did you see how I didn't give you the, that wasn't me. That was, that, what movie, who'd you see that movie with? That wasn't me.
Sorry. I do not try to do that, but sometimes you've done it with multiple times for the same thing. I'll be like, that wasn't me.
It almost happened this morning. But it almost happened this morning. I stepped on a sewing needle and I stepped on a sewing needle. Well, it wasn't mine. I don't sew.
No, I haven't sewn in that area. I don't sew.
But you see what, like, sometimes you go directly to, well, wasn't mine, wasn't me.
I didn't mean it like that. I was wondering why the heck it took so long for someone to step on it.
I know.
And what if a dog had stepped on it?
I know.
Oh my gosh, and we wouldn't have even known what was going on.
It was kind of, you know how we have the floor that's wood floor and then the carpet touches
the carpet.
It was right in that area. Ouch. Like maybe it may have been laying between that groove and the carpet, and maybe just some vacuuming has finally
I've been vacuuming come a up. Lot lately.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could, but no, I try not to do that because I get it. We've all had lives before we started dating. It's when you do it for the same thing multiple times. Well, remember that time we went to name a restaurant?
Sushi Haas.
And I'm like, no,
wasn't me. Must have been your other girlfriend.
No. So the first time I'll be like, no, that wasn't me. Are you sure? Yeah. And then like, again, remember when we went to Sushi Haas? Still wasn't.
Wasn't me. Must have been your other girlfriend.
And then like, you'll do it like a third time. And I'm like, that must have been someone else. Because it wasn't me. Never been there. Sorry. But it happens all relationships.
Does it? Does everybody do this?
Yes.
Does everybody? Must have been somebody else. Must have been
especially
your other.
Especially as we get older, I think, because we have lived so many life experiences that my mother is calling, if you heard the vibration, that they kind of go together. Like, I've seen so many movies in my lifetime that Gran Torino just seems like a movie I would have seen with you.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
Wasn't. Mm-mm.
I remember thinking it was too violent for me.
Gran Torino?
Yes. There was shooting and old guy Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Made me sad.
Dies in the end. They kill him in the end. But he does it to sacrifice himself to save.
Spoiler alert.
The movie's 10, 12 years old.
See, that should also remind me that. Oh, multiple calls. That's awesome, Mom. Keep calling. I'm going to answer one time.
Just text her back. I can't answer. We're in the middle of a podcast. And then she'll write back, what's a podcast?
Well, okay. I love my mom. I love her. But I feel like she thinks that when you're traveling, I'm lonely. I'm not.
Everybody thinks that. Did you see that on Facebook?
No.
Yeah. So people wrote, when I post stuff, like pictures and stuff, like, you know, having lunch or something. Oh, I bet Janet's really lonely. Oh, I bet she's missing you back home.
I miss you. I love when you're here. I think a better version of me exists when you're here. But when you're not, I kind of get wrapped up in work and then I come home and I multitask, watch TV. That's it. I'm not motivated to do anything else. I could not live my life like that all the time. So I'm glad that you come home.
Mm-hmm.
Because near the end of your 2-3 week stint of being gone this last time, like I was like, I'm ready for Steve to be home. This is no way to live. I'm in my early 30s and I feel like I'm 80. But I'm not lonely.
Didn't you actually cry the other night because, like, I don't like what I'm doing? Like,
yes, because I want to live my life.
We were in bed, 7:30. And I look over and she's all teary. And I go, what are you doing? She goes, I just don't like what I've become.
That was last night.
Was it last night?
Yes. Friday night. And you're like, you want to go out and watch a band? I'm like, really? They start at 10:30. I plan on being asleep for a couple hours by that point. And that wasn't, you didn't used to be like that. But I didn't used to work out. And in order to work out, I need to do it in the morning. And work didn't used to be stressful. Put those two together and I'm 7:30
See, couples,
PM.
If you're having these fights, arguing.
They're normal.
And they're normal. If somebody wants
but
to go out
arguing.
And you don't. And
you don't argue. Like, you're like, okay, I just want to make sure I'm not letting you down.
Yeah, because
like, no.
If you want to go out, I'll go out. Because I've been gone. So I don't want you to just think we got to stay home because I'm home.
Right.
But no. I'm
boring. And it was probably out of a lot of tiredness that I was crying. But yeah. Like, I used to want to go watch music, live music all the time, and I don't know.
No, I just want to get in my pajamas and multitask till I fall asleep.
To Friends. Redonkulous. But you have to work tonight.
Yes, I have two shows tonight at the Comedy Works.
Yes, with Brad Williams.
Brad Williams. Brad just filmed his second Showtime special. So I'm very happy for him, and I'm going to be hitting up him up tonight like, dude, fill me in. How do you get it? I need a new special. I got to get it.
That makes sense. You should definitely use your connections because he seems to really like you.
Yes, and this is not –
It's not a new relationship?
It's not a new relationship. I didn't know this. He was on my podcast yesterday, of which I'll I will post later. But he said that I was one of his first basic heroes of comedy.
How does that make you feel?
Old.
Okay.
Because he goes, when I used to watch, he goes, that was the ultimate Comedy Central Presents period back in like 2001 to 2004. Like they were doing all these half-hour specials. And he goes, I saw yours and I was like just blown away and thought, that's what I want to. And I was like, oh, that's great, you know. But it's weird to have – it's almost like somebody going, I grew up
right
listening to you.
I did that when I met Arsenio Hall, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I watched you when I was a kid. Do you feel old now?
Well, I don't know if I've ever said this on here or to you, but when I was working for Dolly Parton, name dropping, I mentioned to her road manager that I went to see her at the rodeo in Houston when I was 18. Mm. And he goes, oh, that's cool. Don't ever tell that to Dolly. Because nobody wants to be reminded.
No. That I've been around a little bit longer than you.
That long, yeah.
That makes complete sense. I don't want to, you know, I've got a team of people that report to me, and six out of the, I want to say, no, five out of the eight are younger than me. And I'm starting to feel like their conversations I can't really relate to. And so this is like the first time in my life where I'm starting to feel like the older person in the room. And it sucks.
Well, you got to keep up. It's one of those.
Yeah.
The other day I was looked up marketing to millennials. Mm-hmm. Did I mention this to you? Or I don't remember. But there's a whole new – you don't even think about it because you didn't grow up this way. But – the things that they're into, the things that they've grown up with, a lot of them don't watch TV at all anymore. Radio is almost out for them because they're podcast and YouTube driven, and most of their entertainment comes from YouTube and podcasts.
Right.
And a lot of them don't even have cable TV because they get stuff off the internet like Netflix and Hulu. And it's almost another world that you have to go, I need to experience this so I can relate to them better.
Well, we're
very good at that, hip, though.
And I would say that I would not be hip if I wasn't with you, because I remember when we first started dating, I didn't know what Wi-Fi was, and that's what I called it.
Wi-Fi, ladies and gentlemen. Wi-Fi. What's Wi-Fi? What's Wi-Fi?
Oh, you mean I can have internet on my phone and it doesn't have to be wired?
Yes.
What is happening?
Yes.
But like you were talking about all these new shows on Netflix and I get overwhelmed and I'm like, nah, I don't want to watch anything because there's too much. I'm way behind on Orange is the New Black. House of Cards, I've totally dropped off.
Have you completely dropped off?
Yeah, because I just don't have the time. There was a time when our DVR would like not record anything, but now I think the TV people of DirecTV or all the networks are becoming wise, and they have shows that are in the summer and shows that are in on new all the time.
They're constantly giving
used
you.
Used to, you would have that dead period where it was only reruns, and that's when I would go to Netflix. It doesn't happen anymore.
Well, you know, now that you brought that up, it made me think of this. I'm confused now by TV shows and series.
I'm confused.
Is it on? Is it back? Did it get canceled? Why is it a year before it comes? And you start, do you lose interest in something because it is a year between the last episode? Like, that's why I looked up Longmire today, the TV show Longmire. I'm like, is it still on Netflix? Mm-hmm. And all it was there was season four. So I looked up on Twitter and yeah, they're filming the new series, but it's been months since that was over. So it's.
And I think with Netflix, they can do that.
And they do them in complete glumps. They just go, here's 12 series.
Binge.
Yeah. So I'm sort of miss out on that. Remember when Sons of Anarchy was our Tuesday night?
Yes. Yeah. I know. I'm right there with you, but it's a whole new world that we do have to adjust to because that's what it is now.
Right.
It's convenient. When you can watch three episodes at a time, do it. When you can't, you know, it's still going to be waiting for you.
We're turning into a binge world.
We
used to be bad. Binging on something like binge drinking was bad.
It is
binge,
still bad.
Is it still bad?
Binge drinking is still bad.
Oh, not still bad, but I'm saying people
binge eating bad.
But people still talk about, oh, I binge watch all the time. I just binge watch. I sat down, I watched a whole series
Saturday sucked out of me.
So that can't be good because you lost all that time of your life for one day for...
That is so me when you travel. Like on the weekend, I'll clean and then I'll just like binge watch stuff. Huh. I know. It disconnects. It's a disconnect, but you're connected still. So it's kind of not a disconnect.
Anybody listening, if you want to binge listen to Wrinkled Sheets, please do. See, if you've missed any in the past, just start listening to all of them.
Wrinkledsheets.podbean.com.
That's how I discovered the guys at not almost a show. Say what podcast. Okay. The guys at Say What podcast. I hit one day by accident. Mm-hmm. Thought, oh, I like these guys. What else have they done? And I binge listened because I was driving from here to Aspen to do a show.
Yes.
And I listened to them for like a year's worth of podcast.
And that's easy to do.
Well, because you can just hit it next, 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 next.
I love the iTunes app. And we're on iTunes. Mm-hmm. I just hit one podcast. When that podcast is done, it automatically goes to my next unlistened. And it's great.
And people wonder why they're going away from radio. You're listening to what you want to listen to.
We have a friend that works in radio, and I used to be really like finger on the pulse of new country music. And I go through phases where I'll listen to, you know, XM radio and then local radio. And then I'll do my podcast thing. And he was like, hey, do you like Dierks Bentley's new song? And I was like,
I don't think I've heard it.
And then when he said the name, I'm like, oh, yes, I have heard it. It didn't stick to me. Mm-hmm. But at first I was like, I haven't really been listening to radio. It made me stop and go, sorry, dude.
Sorry.
I go to work.
Kind of off my radar now.
I really go to work way before, because he's a morning person, morning show person, and they go on at 6. I'm already in the gym and halfway through my workout by 6 o'clock. And that's the problem. Right. Yeah. Why are you laughing at me?
I was just smiling. You were talking about the radio guy, and it made me think of our friend Jeremy, who's in radio, who told me the other day they got a new consultant that was telling him to become more aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And he said the consultant, who is an older guy, said, like, pay more attention to what's going on with the internet. Like, it appears that Snapchat is going to be the next big thing.
Snapchat is the thing.
It's
probably on its way out, and we don't even know.
Right, and that's what he was laughing about. It's like, this is the guy who's the consultant, and he's telling us to pay attention to something that's already big.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I just decided I'm going to buy my next audiobook on Audible.
Which one?
They should be our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Not really, but that would work. Mindy Kaling. I just finished listening to her first book from 2011. And this one is newer. She's had a couple books. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I like it. I like Audible. It's kind of like a podcast, but not.
And you feel like you're well-read after you've listened to one?
No.
No?
No, like Amy Poehler and who was the other one that I listened to? Amy Poehler, and then who's her female sidekick? She played Sarah Palin on SNL.
Tina Fey.
Thank you. I listened to both of theirs, and it's a different world. I love those autobiographical books.
I like that book that we listened to on vacation, the Chick Boss, Girl Boss, or whatever it was.
Oh, yes.
Was that the name of it?
Yes, Girl Boss.
Girl Boss.
Yeah. Yep, yep. She has a podcast, and I still have yet to find it.
You enjoyed the book on Audible, and you have not found the podcast.
No.
Well, it's because you're too busy. You don't have time for that. We were lucky to get you down here today to do this. You have such a busy life that...
Are you making fun of me? I'm trapped in a cubicle life Monday through Friday.
That's why I've told you this should be like the ultimate escape for you.
It should.
Like
podcast.
Yeah, like my chance to get out and do something and say what I want to do. But a lot of times you're like, oh, I've been stuck in a cubicle all day.
I'm tired.
I know, but...
And your brain
should be, this is my chance for me. This is my time. Do you see what I'm saying?
So much time in Microsoft Excel for the day that by the time I get here...
You can't even take your brain out of it.
No. I have dreams about Microsoft Excel. That's wrong.
That's so wrong. Magic Microsoft Excel.
Magic Mike, what?
Is that your Magic Microsoft Excel?
Magic Mike.
I saw a spreadsheet in front of you.
I saw an article the other day that said that you shouldn't listen to music while working because it can distract you and make you more tired.
Well, you should try it. See if it's real.
I used to listen to music, but then I found that I would get frustrated and have to read things a couple times, so mm-hmm. I did stop.
Well, we have to stop the podcast now. It's been an hour. We've made it.
Did it record this time?
Well, so far it's recorded, and I'm going to hit save freaking immediately. So
save it on the desktop, save it on the external hard drive, save it everywhere.
All that stuff. So tell people how to find us and say thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. We're on Facebook at Wrinkled Sheets Podcast, and you can email us at wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, the Wrinkled Sheets, or Wrinkled Sheets the number one. And yeah, PinkBarb27 and Steve McGrew.
At Steve McGrew.
They just have to Google.
I almost burped. Hey, I'm sorry. At Steve McGrew.
Ew.
I know. It's gross. Thank God I had the spit screen on the mic here. That's my Twitter, and find me on
all they have to
Facebook.
Do is Google
just
you.
Google me. Google Steve Mudflap McGrew.
When we started dating, I Googled you.
Did
it's
you?
Gotten better.
Did yes. you Google, really?
Yeah. You didn't Google me? No.
No. Oh. No. Why? Were you looking, background checking and find if I was wanted by the cops or?
You should Google when you're dating. I don't want you to start dating, but I did. I Googled you.
And what'd you find?
There were lots and lots of pictures of you and your exes.
Was there?
Yes.
Well, maybe that's why you shouldn't Google.
But it's gotten better. I still, from time to time, Google you.
And you go, oh, there's a picture of his ex.
No, oh. I don't see that as often.
Because times have gone newer things and more articles
years,
and I've done more shows and yeah. All right, cool. All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate
Bye.
It. Till next time. See ya.